hearing a spoken word event is a very communal event, whereas sitting down to read the book is such a solitary thing. Reading poems in, you know, alone is such a solitary act that I think that many people enjoy the communal aspect of spoken word events, because there they are with other people. There's a shared feeling of appreciation of the poem. You know, I think about the open mic and spoken word events that Java Monkey in Decatur, right around the corner from where I live. Sometimes the lines stretch out along the street, or people are tiptoeing to see over the kind of the barrier to the courtyard of Java Monkey. And it's just wonderful to see that many people sharing in this public event, this public expression of the lyricism and musicality of language.
It is very heartening. I mean, when at a time when we hear, is classical music dead and is contemporary art alienating,
mm-hmm.
Your poetry is on the rise in popularity.
I think that we do owe a lot of that rise to the popularity of these spoken word events. I think there are people who go there who might not have ever really sat down with a book of poems and read them, but I think that that's the kind of thing that might lead them to picking up a book of poems, so that it becomes an entrance into a longer tradition of poetry.
When did you begin to write poems?
Well, I wrote poems like a lot of people as a child. I can remember that my earliest poems were written when I was in the third grade. Perhaps I wrote before that, but those are the ones I remember. I didn't begin to write seriously as a poet, or with the idea that I might make being a poet my life's work, until I was in graduate school. I went to graduate school thinking that I would be a fiction writer because I liked story, I liked narrative. And of course, I've come to see that poems can do that too, but I began thinking that in order to tell the kinds of stories I wanted to tell, I had to do it in prose.
Wow. I had no idea it was that reason. Of course, there are gifted writers who cross over and cross back. Mm,
I don't think I'm one of them. I don't imagine that I'll ever write stories in prose, but that is where I began.
Huh.
Until it took me maybe 2 months into the first semester that I was in graduate school to discover that the elegant envelope of form that a poem is what interested me more.
And I just heard poetry right there.